A new report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration confirms that 2015 was the warmest year on record worldwide and the second warmest year for Alaska. Scientists say we are now in uncharted territory, as KTOO's Matt Miller reports.
The latest State of the Climate report says climate change and one of the strongest El Niño events in recent history are responsible for warmer conditions around the world. Temperatures in 2015 were 1/10 of a degree Celsius above the record set in 2014. They are now full degree Celsius, or 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit, above the mid-19th century pre-industrial average. The report was produced by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Centers for Environmental Information and published in this month's bulletin of the American Meteorological Society.
Over large parts of the world, we're into uncharted territory as far as warmth, the persistence of the warmth, and in some cases even the magnitude of the warmth.
Rick Toman is a climatologist with the National Weather Service in Fairbanks. He was not one of the 450 co-authors of this year's State of the Climate Report, although he routinely works with his NOAA colleagues at NCEI. For just Alaska, 2015 was the second warmest ever, right behind the record set in 2014. Warm sea surface temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea were likely the cause of warmer than average conditions in Alaska over the last 3 years. The decline in Arctic sea ice also means more moisture is being pulled up into the atmosphere. Toman says that can affect inland areas as well as the coast of Alaska.
A few days of really hot weather kind of maybe get more people's more attention. And, it's really hot the last couple of days. But this slow grind of week after week, month after month, of far above normal temperatures is what the environment is really going to key on. And that'll be the kind of thing that drives changes rather than individual weather extremes.
Scientists expect the equatorial Pacific will cool this year. The developing La Niña is a reverse of the super strong El Niño that recently fizzled out. That may mean cooler conditions for the next year or so, but Toman says don't ever expect the long-term trend to reverse.
You know, you're kind of on an escalator, but there's still going to be steps up and down. So it is by no means certain that next year will be warmer than this year. And at some point, next year is going to be cooler than the preceding year, just because of the random variability of the atmosphere. But when you're on that escalator, you can't go down for very long.
The State of the Climate Report noted that atmospheric concentrations of greenhouse gases set a new record. The average levels of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide rose to just over 400 parts per million for the first time ever. Among the other highlights, sea surface temperatures and average overall ocean heat content in 2015 surpassed 2014's record. Sea levels are also the highest on record, or about 2¾ inches above the 1993 average. Some parts of the globe experienced an above-normal rainy season, partly because of the strong El Niño, but overall, more areas around the globe experienced a severe drought. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.